Well, welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and today I'd like to share some thoughts with you along the theme of trust. First, some words from the Psalm 9, verses 9 through 10. This is the New International Version. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. It seems the current crisis in the COVID-19 pandemic is if, when, and how schools might open in another month or so. A teacher friend of mine recently reposted on her Facebook page the following. As our leaders plan for what school will look like in the near future, pray for them. If school starts normally, people will be angry. If school starts with restrictions, people will be angry. If we wear masks, people will be angry. If we don't wear masks, people will be angry. If student sports are canceled, people will be angry. If student sports are allowed to continue without spectators, people will be angry. If we have a staggered start time, continued distance learning, or a combination of both, people will be angry. Our leaders are in a lose-lose situation. The choices they make over the next few weeks or months are completely uncharted territory for them. They're doing the best they can with the things they're being told. Pray for them. Show them grace. Have sympathy. Stay positive. Well, I plan on praying for them, and I hope that you will too. Frankly, I'm glad that I'm not a teacher or a school administrator right now. School boards, administrators, and teachers are definitely in a no-win situation. From the political side, they're hearing they have to open the schools or lose their federal funding. From the medical and scientific side, they're hearing opening schools will put children, teachers, and other school staff at risk. From parents are being bombarded on all sides. Pray for them. While this is uncharted territory for those in education, they are not the first to find themselves between such a rock and a hard place. You might recall the difficulties Moses experienced as he led the Israelites out of Egypt. In Exodus 16, the Israelites were getting a little hungry, and they grumbled against Moses and Aaron. This is what they said: "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Scripture says that God heard their grumbling and told Moses to tell the people he would send food for them to eat. In the evening, they would have meat to eat when God would send quail. And in the morning, they'd be filled with bread, which they would make from thin flakes of frost, which appeared on the ground. We know it as that manna from heaven, which sustained the Israelites on their 40-year journey in the wilderness. Verse 1 of Exodus 16 tells us they had only been on the journey for 15 days when this grumbling broke out among the people. It didn't take long for them to lose their trust in Moses, and more importantly, in God and God's ability to provide for their physical needs. I'm sure we would all agree that there's plenty we could grumble about in our lives and in the world right now. There's certainly plenty grumbling going on. Grumbling about wearing masks. Grumbling about having the social distance. Grumbling about some restaurants and businesses having to shut down again. Grumbling about summer travel plans canceled. And there are plenty of people who are on the receiving end of all that grumbling who are trying to make the best decisions they can. Just like with the Israelites, it seems there's a lack of trust in our leaders and decision makers today. Do we trust the medical and scientific community who are telling us that all of this could get much worse before it gets better? Do we trust the politicians who want to open up the economy no matter what those medicine and science people are saying? In our recent Bible study, the group discussed on one of our sessions what true and false prophets are and how we can know the difference. Well, Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 18:21 and 22 that a true prophet is one whose words come to be. But that creates a dilemma for us, because we won't know who that true prophet is until after events unfold. I suppose that's going to be the case for us now. We won't know who were the people we should have been trusting until we're through our current situation and their words prove to have been true. Maybe we should just give those people who are in positions where they need to make tough decisions during these unprecedented times a little slack and trust that, just like us, they're trying to do the best they can. But you know, more than trusting people in leadership, could it be there's a deeper, more significant trust issue that faces us today? In the heat of the moment, we're not unlike those Israelites who grumbled to their human leaders and forgot God. Let us not forget there is one we can trust always and forever. In 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 13, Paul recalls the experiences of the Israelites on their journey from Egypt, and in particular, some of the times the people grumbled against and rebelled against God. Picking up in verse 11, Paul says this: "These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us on whom the ends of the ages have come. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it." In the midst of these confusing times, we can trust that God will provide the way out. When we don't know who to trust, when we don't know what to believe, when we feel we're being tested beyond our strength, there is one we can trust, one who will never let us down, one whose word is truth. In these unprecedented times, trust that God is faithful, that he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. Trust that God will provide the way out so that you will be able to endure. As the psalmist said, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." Let's pray. God, just when we thought things were looking better, we find that's not the case. If anything, the times are more confusing and unsure. Some tell us things will get worse before they get better. Others tell us to get back to work, open our businesses, and get our children back to school. Whose word should we trust? In the midst of uncertain times like these, help us to discern what is truth. Help us to refrain from grumbling to and about those who are trying to make difficult decisions. Rather, Father, we lift them to you and pray you will guide and direct our leaders to decisions that will be of benefit to us all. We recognize that we all are fallible, so give us forgiving spirits. Give us patience and endurance for these days. We trust you for your unfailing love and mercy. Help us to look beyond our fears and trust that you will provide a way out, that you will provide a way forward. We thank you for leaders who place their trust in you. We thank you for your care for us for all the days of our lives. Hear our prayer, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, and have a good rest of your week.